USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Vaping concerns topping the news this hour. More vaping issues to report now. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports more than 1,000 confirmed cases of vaping-related illness in 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. At least 18 deaths confirmed in 15 states and more deaths under investigation. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain. In other news,
first-time claims for jobless benefits hit around 219,000 last week, and that was up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases in claims were seen in Michigan, Kansas, and Missouri. The biggest declines in first-time claims were in New York, Georgia, and South Carolina. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's dealings in both countries. The president speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before heading to Florida.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking to seniors at the Villages in Florida later in the day.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Saying he signs an executive order protecting Medicare from socialist destruction.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, they're seeing green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 122 points. The NASDAQ up 87. The S&P 500 up 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden and his son Hunter should be investigated for their business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Mike Pence is defending President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Speaking at a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thursday, Pence says the fact that Biden's son was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board is worth looking into.
I think the American people have a right to know if the vice president of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president during the last administration. That's about looking backwards and understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And if you believe in polls, President Trump's job approval numbers higher than what Americans apparently think of him as a person, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That's the finding from a Gallup survey that found 40% of those polled approved of his job performance, while only 34% approve him as a person. After you drill down some of the numbers, you see one of the biggest gaps is among people who attend church on a regular basis. Within that group, 54% approved of his job performance, but only 44% of those who attend church every week approved of him as a person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.